This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken McCusick in studio for Film Study Baltimore. Ken, what's going on with you, man?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
Doing well. Ken, I appeared on a Cleveland radio show last night, and they were talking so much about the draft. And naturally, when you're drafted, what, number two?
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about the draft because you kind of got a good idea. And he asked me, what was the name that Baltimore Ravens fans were falling in love with the draft? And I told him, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I said, fans aren't really talking about the draft too much here in Baltimore. It's more about roster retention and who you're going to keep. We're more concerned about the current roster than we are guys in the draft.
I agree, and that may be a natural artifact of being number 27 in the draft, that you don't think ahead as much as you would normally. I think the other thing is the Ravens are really in a good position. They don't have a single glaring need entering this draft like they did at left tackle, say, last year. They could use a new corner, they could use an edge, they could use a big defensive lineman, particularly out of this class, to replace Michael Pierce. They could take an offensive tackle anyway. They could take a free safety, which is a need. But anyway, what I like about this is there's a lot of needs that they have, and it puts them in a good position to draft for value more. It's like if you need need a little bit of every position, you just have to draft the best player available.
So, Ken, one of the things that I was looking at was Ardarius Washington. In the second half of the season, he was absolutely amazing. I mean, we could sit here and point out plays, the two-point conversion stop when he was right there and just kind of shuts it down. Looking at him, do you think he's more of that guy? And what do you expect to happen with him with the tag that he got?
Right. So they gave him the original round tender. And of course, Ardarius was undrafted free agent, which means the Ravens will get no compensation if he signed elsewhere. But on the other hand, they get to match any offer that's put up. And they also only need to pay him $3.41 million instead of $5.35 million this year if he signs the tender, and that's what he actually ends up playing for. I think the precursor is the Ravens would like to have Ardarius test the market, find a contract that's probably $4 million a year or thereabouts that they'll sign him for 3 years. And I hope that's the end result of this entire dance here.
Rob, I got to step out. Ken McCusick's at the back door waiting on me. Just texted me.
I'm sorry I missed your text, Ken. Waiting outside.
Here with Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Nelson Aguilar, you can insert any joke that you want, but he's made some big plays for the Ravens since being with this football team. He's a UFA. What are the chances you think that he returns?
Yeah, so I try to handicap some of the players here. And Nelly, I think there is a chance he'll return before the end of the year. And, you know, certain players, they burn their bridges. There's no real chance that they'll come back. I think Deontay Hardy has burned some bridges, basically based on what I heard Harbaugh say in terms of saltiness at the end of the year. At least there was something going on that he wouldn't talk about it entirely.
If you're Deontay Hardy, how are you dumb enough to burn bridges?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Deontay Johnson, how are you dumb enough to burn bridges when you're in a contract year like this? I mean, just... It's silliness. But those two guys, I don't think will be back. Nelly, I think there's a chance he'll be back either at the beginning of the season if there's an injury, or during the season if there's a problem. Multiple chances that he could be back.
Now, you had listed here four moves you'd like to see. You want to break those down for us?
Sure. We can talk about this. I mean, I think the big one that we've talked about any number of other ways on the show about Mark Andrews being traded or cut or whatever is to eliminate the tight end logjam. So they can do it by extension. They can do it by trade, but they need to put themselves in a position that they can draft another tight end this year and have some roster security about what they're doing at the end of 25. So the way everybody would like to see it done, and the most people would like to see it done, is for Isaiah Likely to get extended right now. But the Ravens for sure have been probing down that street, and they haven't gotten it to happen yet. And now they've passed the point where they paid Mark Andrews a bonus, and now their roster is actually quite logjammed, and they're at a problem where all three contracts are coming due at the end of 2025, and they'll be in a bad position unless they can off-schedule these contracts and get them staggered.
Yeah, it's that kind of situation for them. So much going on. The Ravens, it's funny because you watch these national NFL shows, as we're here with Kim McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. They have different issues. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like the league is split into threes. The teams that are a crap show, mm-hmm. teams that can't get out of their own way to get over the top, like the Cowboys, for instance. And then the teams that always seem to get it right, and they're always trying to add that one little piece to get over the top, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. They're kind of in that category.
Yeah, Baltimore Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Green Bay Packers, sometimes the Pittsburgh Steelers, though the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have the quarterback right now. But the common thread you'll see in through those teams is that they get the draft right. When you get the draft right, then you're stuck with your terrible decisions you have to make are the heartbreaking decisions off what players you have to let go at the end of the 4 years. I talked about this, I think, once before in the year. The Arizona Cardinals put out some tweet about, hey, how do you like our offseason so far? And they signed eight free agents. And it's like, no, I don't like that. That means you didn't homegrow your talent.
Hey, Ken, somebody asked me about the division. I was on a Buffalo station. They were talking about Cincinnati signings and said, oh, is Cincinnati the team that you guys fear? And I said, probably, but are the other two teams inept? We don't know who the quarterback's going to be of the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers still playing games with them. I don't think any of us respect the Browns, with all due respect. I probably should have said that first. I mean, this is the Ravens' division to lose, and it may be that way for a while.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, obviously the Bengals could get it right. The Bengals have signed some team-friendly deals with their guys, so it's a lot of money, but it's money they can get out of with T. Higgins.
But they're going to get caught in that credit card with Jamar Chase. Well, that's the thought process with T. Higgins, for people that didn't realize. It's essentially, it can be a one-year deal.
Yes.
But my biggest problem with them is they had one of the worst defenses in football last year, and they've added no one. And they've lost players. Yeah. It's like, you think it's addition by subtraction, losing your best run stuffer and possibly your best pass rusher?
No. Absolutely not. There's no such thing. It's like saying, do you think losing both of those wide receivers was addition by subtraction? Some guys you just got to have. They had to have one wide receiver, mm-hmm. not two.
Yep.
Ken McCusick, tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
Sure. We got draft coverage coming up against Thursday. You'll see the running back countdown, 10 to 1, and that's the format I use for each position. And, of course, I make a plug for Friday Morning GM. If it's one of our most popular shows, comes out, not surprisingly, on Friday morning.
There you go, Ken. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yep. Thanks, guys.